This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Wednesday, the 19th of June. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. If you've been involved in any kind of an accident, motorcycle, hit and run, slip and fall, you call the title sponsor of Zaslow Show 2.0. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, they will put their skills to work for you. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. And of course, we got, last night, Stanley Cup Finals Game 5. We're all on edge. We got Game 6 coming up on Friday. The NBA is over. And hey, you still have BetOnline. That's your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Baseball, golf, soccer, everything going on over the summer. Top fights in UFC, boxing, every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, you head on over to BetOnline's online casino, get in on some blackjack, some poker. How about unwinding with over 150 slot games? Head to the BetOnline website today. Get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. So, show came out later than usual this afternoon. I sent out a tweet earlier today telling you guys that because I did ESPN Radio today. Yeah, I did Carlin versus Joe, filled in for Carlin. So me and Joe Fortenball, we were on from noon to three. If you want to listen to that, you get that wherever you get your podcast, same place that you get Zaslow Show 2.0. You can get today's episode of Carlin versus Joe, or of course, always on the ESPN app. Hit up all the big national stories. We had a lot of fun. So I hope you guys check that out. I'm doing Carlin versus Joe again tomorrow and Friday. Matter of fact, so it's the summertime, so a lot of the regular hosts are in the day parts, major day parts. They're taking time off. Your boy is going to be able to pinch hit. And here's the thing. Today was day two of 13 consecutive days that I'm on ESPN Radio. The rest of this week, all of next week, Monday through Friday, and then Tuesday through Friday, the week after that, I'm doing all the, I'm in major day parts, like Carlin versus Joe, Freddie and Harry, Greeny, I'm filling in a couple days. So, yeah, this is a really good stretch for me there with ESPN Radio, and I hope you guys check it out. That's why today's show is a little bit late. Now, if you're saying to yourself, all right, Zaslow, you got to bring it today because I'm tuning in because, hey, you got to make me feel better over last night. I mean, I'm in the dumps right now because of what happened with the Panthers. I had a buddy who sent me a text message right before the game started. He was in his seat, and he goes, this is what $1,000 gets you. He was like a few rows up in the upper deck, and I can't even fathom. Now, he went by himself, well, with another friend, the two of them, you know. And I already told you, I could have been offered great seats in the lower level, regular price, you know, not the secondary market like that. I still wouldn't have went. Now, granted, I was working last night, and we'll get to that. I still wouldn't have went. I want to watch the game with my boys. I want to watch it with my sons. I want to experience winning the Stanley Cup with my family. So I wouldn't have went anyway. But all those people so disappointed last night, especially the first half of the game. What a dud. So here's the thing. I'm on ESPN last night. I'm filling in on Amber and Ian. Both Amber and Ian are out last night. So it was me and Matt Fontana. He's Cleveland-based. And so, but luckily it's Amber's usual crew, the producers and all that. I've worked with them many, many times, and they're really great. They really did me a solid. I mean, because they understand I'm going to be watching the game while we're doing the show, and that's going to be really difficult. It could either be really fun, or it could really go in the other direction. Well, guess what? It went to the other direction. Like, last night was a really weird experience being on ESPN Radio. A, while the Panthers are in the Stanley Cup, but more importantly, B, while the Panthers are shitting the bed in the Stanley Cup. That was a tough watch. That was a tough show for me to get through. That final hour, because I got done doing the show at around like late in the second period. Maybe there was like 3 minutes left in the second period when I got done. And at that point, it's 3-0. So I'm in the dumps. First period ends. I'm doing the show. We're down 1-0. Okay. All right. Like, I don't love it, but okay. Then we get down 2-0. They're getting live reactions on the air. I'm upset. I'm so sad they're down 3-0. They're getting live real-time updates from, well, not updates, but reactions from me. So it's 3-0. Like, it could have been a really fun experience if the Panthers were up 3-0 and I'm on the air. You'd have been able to put together a lot of fun clips. But down 3-0, that wasn't fun for anybody. And so it played out the way that I thought it would, where I would probably finish up at 10 p.m. at the start of second intermission. So I got done at the late in the second period. And, you know, like, it's nuts at that point. At the end of the second period, it was 3-0 at one point, obviously, in the middle of the second period. And then the Panthers began to get going. It was 4-2 by the time I get done, right? So I get downstairs. I get situated in the Zaslow Mansion Sirius room. I got both boys with me. My older one is pissed off. My younger one is disappointed. They're both happy, though, that I'm down there and we can watch this third period together. And we look terrible. Well, actually, so the Panthers get the goal to start the third period, which is exactly what you needed. Needed the goal early on. It's now 4-2. And all right. It's now 4-3. I'm sorry. It's now 4-3. So, all right. That's exactly what we needed. Now we got like the last 15 minutes of the game to get the game tying goal. And now we're starting to roll. Really. So the Panthers started the game. Like, the first 5 minutes of the game, we look great. We did. Or I don't know if great, we look pretty good. Once we get on the power play, which now, I mean, what a disgrace. On the power play, our power play, the Oilers have twice as many goals as we do. We have one power play goal this series. They have two shorthanded goals this series. That's a disgrace. The Panthers' power play is a disaster right now. And, of course, the Oilers have the best penalty kill. Montour with a horrific... And it's not even like it was something that the Oilers did. The Oilers' penalty kill didn't make Montour throw a terrible cross-ice pass across the blue line intended for Barkov, which was intercepted, breakaway goal, 1-0 Oilers. Like, that has nothing to do with the Oilers. And really, from that point on, we were shook. Shook. The Oilers own the rest of the period. And then the first probably 12, 13 minutes of the second period, when they went up 4-1, the Oilers own the first half of the game. From that point on, we were fantastic. We were cooking with gas. So you get that goal early in the third period to make it 4-3. I thought we were going to come back all the way and win. I did. And I'm thinking to myself, holy shit. I said this to my boys. I go, can you imagine? Because now we're coming. Can you imagine we win the Stanley Cup like this? We win like this, coming back from 3-0, coming back from 4-1 on home ice. You could tell the arena was going apeshit at 4-3. And obviously come up short, 5-3. Tkachuk, really amazing effort. He had his best game of the series. Oliver Ekman-Larsson is having a tremendous series as well. You've noticed that too, right? Need Barkov to get going these final couple games. Barkov had what we thought was Barkov legacy game 3. Didn't do much game 4, didn't do much game 5. We need Barkov to get going here. The goals that Bobrovsky gave up. The shorthanded goal is a fucking killer. The goal by McDavid. I don't know what happened there. Bobrovsky's got to hug the post. I mean, you know that. The goal by McDavid was ridiculous. It shouldn't have happened. Then the other one, McDavid, who is impossible. It's the way that I felt about Nikola Jokic last year, going up against the Heat, where this guy is impossible. We can't stop him. Except the difference is, when McDavid has the puck, like, you could lose the game right now. Because you give up one goal at any point in the game, it can cost you the game. At least with Nikola Jokic, he's got the ball. He's impossible. We can't stop him. But worse that happens, he scores 2, maybe 3 points. We can get right back. We get the ball right after. It's not make it, take it. With McDavid, you could lose the game literally any moment he has the puck. Every time he has the puck now, it feels like something terrible is about to happen. And so he's dancing around our defenders. And then he finds Corey Perry, washed up Corey Perry, on the other side of the post. Stenlin's got to get there to make sure that pass doesn't get through. Perry scores there. And like I said, they also had the shot that was deflected in off, what, the player's thigh? Can't do a whole lot about that. The goals, of course, for the Panthers, Tkachuk, Rodriguez, who's having a hell of a series on home, on home ice, right? All 4 of his goals are on home ice, games 1, 2, and 5. And Oliver Ekman-Larsson, having a heck of a series. Heck of a series. So, Bobrovsky, though, you gotta stop that McDavid shot. He's been amazing, but you got to stop that one. That's the one you look back at. That one and the shorthanded goal. You look back and you're like, fuck, And so, we looked terrible once we went on the power play. All the way through about 7-8 minutes left in the second period. But here's the thing. We were fantastic in the third, and like when I came downstairs after the second period and we're down 4-2, and I'm saying to my boys, and I said this on ESPN Radio when I signed off last night, we're in big trouble. We're in big trouble because now, you want to do a little bit of math. We're talking a total of 6 periods now, right? Where the Panthers have been outscored 14-3, right? 14-3, the Panthers have been outscored in the last 6 periods now. 2-0 in the third period of game 3, 8-1 in game four, and now down 4-2 after two periods in game five. And so it feels like we can't stop them anymore. They've exploded, and we can't do anything about them anymore. So that's why, I happen to think it's a really big deal that we began looking like the Panthers again for the third period. Like, you saw the carryover. Panthers were up 4-1 in the third period of game three. 4-3 is the final. The Oilers own the final 10 minutes of the game, 15 minutes of the game. They almost tied it. If they tied it, they were going to win it. You saw, I didn't want to believe this was going to be the case, but you saw there looked to be carryover from the Oilers' third period in game three to game four. So if we can, like, I came downstairs, it's 4-2. We're in big trouble. We're in big, big trouble. If we continued to get our shit kicked in the third period last night, I'd feel that we're in serious trouble right now. I don't feel that way. I think that third period mattered last night, and we got back to playing Panther hockey. And it's more in the third period. It's really like last 6 or 7 minutes of the second period on. We looked fantastic. And of course, we outscored them at that point. 2-0, you got the empty net goal at the very end. Let's be honest here, all right? This shit was never going to be easy. It's the Stanley Cup Finals. It's like I said, I am taking the positive angle. After four games, we got a split in Edmonton. Yes, they had an opportunity to close out game four, but we got a split in Edmonton. We're up 3-1. That we did the job. Well, now, how would you feel if before the series started, I told you the Panthers are going to be up 3-2 going into game six? Amazing scenario. Amazing. Here's the bottom line. We're going to relax these next couple of days. They don't play again tomorrow. They play again on Friday. And then on Friday night, from Rogers Place in Edmonton, the Panthers can win the Stanley Cup. Not the Oilers. The Panthers can win the Stanley Cup. How can you not be super pumped up about that? You're allowed to be pissed off and upset about last night. The stakes are so fucking high. But now, you gotta butch up. Now, you butch up and realize this shit is hard. We got a series. Panther fan needs to butch up a little bit. There was a lot of scared last night. There's a lot of, we lost the series last night. Get the fuck out of here. It's a race to four. Up 3-0, distant memory. That's gone. Doesn't matter anymore. Now we have a series. It's easy to tell the fans who just started watching this team and the fans who have been with this team forever. This shit means something to me. I think you know that by now. It means a lot to me. This Panther team. Winning this Stanley Cup means a lot to me. It was never going to be easy. That's what makes it worth it. Butch the fuck up. The Panthers have a chance to win the Stanley Cup on Friday night. We are still in the advantageous position. And I said this yesterday. I felt like the Panthers were going to win game five. I'm nervous. But I'm super excited. I'm a lot more excited than nervous. But I also said, if they lose game five, I'm going to be super excited to win the Stanley Cup game six. And God forbid they lose game six, I'm going to, guess what? Yep, stay it with me. I'm going to be super excited to win game seven on home ice and win the Stanley Cup. The Panthers are still in control of this series. Only one team can win the Stanley Cup on Friday. It's the Panthers. So, yeah, we had two chances. That's what happens when you go up 3-0. You get four chances to win one game. Not one chance, not two chances, four chances. And by going up 3-0, the Panthers earned this opportunity to have another crack at the Stanley Cup. And if they don't win Friday, you got a winner take all, maybe one of the biggest games in the history. Actually, I don't want to get ahead of myself because I want the series to end on Friday, but it'd be one of the biggest games in the history of South Florida sports. You should be nervous. Anything worth having, anything that has high stakes, you should be nervous about. Otherwise, it's not worth it. The nerves are good. It means it's important. It means you're focused on what's important. But the excitement should be much greater than the nerves. Much greater. We are still in a much more advantageous position than the Oilers. But instead of this series being a blowout, we now have a series. That's where we are. And you know what? If, God willing, the Panthers win this series, we're going to look back and say, you know what? Winning it like this, so much better than in a sweep. Well, I wasn't going to get heart palpitations, but winning it like this would have been so much better. It's so much better than winning it in a sweep. You're going to say that. You know what else you're going to say? When you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru and you take advantage of the summer sales event, you're going to say, thank you, Zaslow. But you know what? It's not necessary. I just want to make sure you get all the good deals at the only car dealership we personally endorse here at Zaslow Show 2.0, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payments for 30 months, make zero security deposit, and right now get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. Plus, right now get 0% APR up to 72 months on the Subaru Solterra. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru gives you that exceptional experience at their brand new state-of-the-art facility. It's on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. Maybe you just want to get your current vehicle serviced. Luckily for you, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they service all makes and models. So whatever car you currently drive, you can get serviced with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, nflsubaru.com. Don't miss the summer sales event going on all month long at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Plus, you guys know, I love making sure that your homeowner's insurance is taken care of. I've been with Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. And that's because I know that not only am I getting the best rate on my homeowner's insurance, but I also have the most comprehensive coverage. So I don't have to lay awake at night wondering, oh man, God forbid something happens to my home. I mean, how about all that rain we had last week? You know, God forbid something happens, I'm taken care of. And that's because I use Greg Brunt and his fully licensed staff at Brunt Insurance. Give them a call today. Make sure you have the proper coverage. 954-589-2204. And wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, they have offices all throughout the state, Brunt Insurance. So from Pensacola to the Keys and beyond, Brunt Insurance has you covered. They're going to tailor your insurance exactly to your needs. If you're looking for affordable care also that offers the best coverage for your automobile, your motorcycle, your boat, a few months ago, I switched my auto insurance and I'm getting it through Brunt Insurance. That's right. You're making the right call when you call 954-589-2204 at Brunt Insurance. Their team has the expertise, the experience to find the perfect coverage for you. And that includes comprehensive policies on both motorhomes and trailers. Even if you already have insurance coverage that you like, call Brunt Insurance. Make sure that they can't get you a better rate. I'll bet they can. Call and get a free quote. 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. So I hope that my general thought with what's going on with the Panthers right now, forget about being up 3-0. It's a series. We have 3 wins. They have 2 wins. And like I said, I also feel a lot better that we looked like the Panthers again the last few minutes of the second period and the entire third period. If they kicked our ass again, like it was 4-2 going into the third, game ends 6-2, I would be singing a different tune. But I feel better with the way that the game ended with the fight that we were able to show and really how we dominated the final probably 26, 27 minutes of the game. Forget about being up 3-0. We're up 3-2. The Panthers, not the Oilers, have a chance to win the Stanley Cup on Friday night. It's scary. I'm going to be super nervous, like always. Stanley Cup finals are so hard. So hard. And like I feel like I remind people this every year with the Heat. When the Heat lose a playoff game and people freak out, are you new to this? And you know what? There probably aren't people who are new to it with the Stanley Cup playoffs. But are you new to this? None of this is easy. Now, it's scary. I know some people are scared because you're afraid of blowing a 3-0 lead. Listen, I don't care about that. Like, I hope that I'm able to calm you guys down today and make some of you feel better because I'm fine. Like, we start off on ESPN Radio today and Joe Forbo says, Zazzler, you're smiling. You're doing all right? I am doing all right. I was upset last night. Not even mad. I was disappointed because for the second game in a row, all I could think about all day is winning the Stanley Cup, and I didn't get to win the Stanley Cup. So I was disappointed, and I was sad and disappointed. But now I'm excited again for Friday. If you're afraid of blowing the 3-0 lead, and I'm not afraid of that, I don't care about that. Let me tell you, it has happened before in the finals. Now, it was 82 years ago, 1942, 82 years ago. Yeah, it has happened before one time in the Stanley Cup Finals, and it's happened three or four other times in the Stanley Cup playoffs where a team has come back from down 0-3. So it has happened before. I don't care about blowing a 3-0 lead. I just care about winning the Stanley Cup. Last year was different where with the Heat, when the Heat were up 3-0 and then it's 3-3 and it looked like they were going to blow it against the Celtics and they were going to be the first team ever to blow a 3-0 lead in the NBA, I was out of my mind about it. I couldn't even handle the idea that that would be the case because that's forever and it's forever against your rival, something that's never happened before. This, like, last year, if you gave me like, what was more important in that moment, winning the NBA championship or avoiding the 3-0 collapse? Avoiding the 3-0 collapse was more important to me in that moment because that's forever and it's never happened before. That's not the case in the NHL. It has happened before. It's happened a few times and it's happened once in the Stanley Cup. So I don't care about potentially blowing a 3-0 lead. I care about blowing the Stanley Cup Finals. I just want to win the Stanley Cup. So I don't care about the history aspect to it. All right. That's why I do believe that last year is different than how scared we may have been with the Miami Heat. Don't be scared. I guess what I'm trying to say is don't be scared about blowing a 3-0 lead. Be scared about blowing the Stanley Cup Finals. Who cares about the 3-0 lead? It doesn't matter. And if the Panthers win, you're going to appreciate all of this so much more. Now, I will say this. Connor McDavid, it's only happened 4 or 5 times in the history of the Stanley Cup playoffs where the Conn Smythe winner, and remember, the Conn Smythe winner is for MVP of the playoffs, not just the Stanley Cup final. It's only happened 4 or 5 times that a losing player won the Conn Smythe. The last time, 2003, Jean-Sébastien Jaguar, the goalie for the Anaheim Ducks, he won the Conn Smythe. Connor McDavid is going to win the Conn Smythe. Win or lose. If the Panthers win the series on Friday, if the Panthers win the series on Monday, Connor McDavid is having one of the all-time great postseasons, and now he is having an all-time great Stanley Cup final. And because Bobrovsky has tailed off the last two games, because Barkov hasn't done much the last two games, and the Panthers, you know, it's more of a team effort that, like, Tkachuk overall has had a very good postseason point-wise, just scored his first goal of the Stanley Cup Finals. I think it's now 7 overall for the playoffs. I mean, Carter Verhaeghe, has 10 goals for the playoffs, but only one here in the Stanley Cup final. So the Panthers don't have anyone that's really standing out right now. Connor McDavid, win or lose, is going to win the Conn Smythe. So look, hockey should be super excited. Ratings are way up, and they're only going to climb now at Game 6 and Game 7. Hockey should be very excited. We now have an extremely compelling series. But the Panther fan has got to butch up. This shit is hard. It was always going to be hard. Now, today's show, we're only doing Panther stuff today. Because like I said, I want to get this out to you guys later show today, since I did Carlin versus Joe this afternoon. Couple things that are, you know, off the beaten path. Number one, I didn't hear it because I was on the air, but we're booing the Canadian anthem. Like, they're doing the Canadian anthem before the national anthem. People are booing. Cut that shit out. Like, you just, A, you look like ugly American, and B, it gives our fans and our city South Florida, a really bad rap. Cut that shit out. The fuck's the matter with you? Stop booing the Canadian anthem. And number two, Jack Nicklaus banging the drum. I hated this idea from the get-go. The moment I learned that Jack Nicklaus is beating the drum, he's 84 years old. You may as well have had an infant beat the drum. I mean, you've had Alonzo Mourning. You've had Udonis Haslem. You've had Jalen Ramsey. You've had Raheem Mostert. You've had Mike McDaniel. Goran Dragic even. Jack Nicklaus, he lives here. I get it. But it's not like we think of Jack Nicklaus as, oh, he's a South Florida guy. We love him. He's a South Florida icon. Nobody thinks of Jack Nicklaus like that. And he's 84 years old. You may as well have had an infant banging on the drum. He was tapping it. It was terrible juju from the get-go. I hated it. It was a disaster having Jack Nicklaus bang that drum. If there's going to be a game seven, you got to bring out the big guns. You got three options. You got three options. I hope it doesn't get to it. But whoever came up with the idea of Jack Nicklaus, terrible job out of you. You got three options for game seven. First option, Dwayne Wade. Yep, Dwayne Wade. Now, I'm not going to say Marino because Marino's done it. I think he did it earlier in the year or maybe even this playoff. I don't know. You have three options. One, Dwayne Wade. Two, Eric Spoelstra. Three, The Rock. That's it. Get one of those three. You got a few days to seal the deal ahead of a possible game seven. Get it done. You need to get a big, big South Florida sports figure. You got three options. Dwayne Wade, Eric Spoelstra, The Rock. That's it. Get one of those three. I don't want to hear any excuses. Get one of those three. All right. You guys know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all the big deals. Caneswear. Have you been to Caneswear in Davie lately? Well, same location, same plaza. They moved down a few doors. Same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. We all know that we get all of our Miami Hurricanes gear at Caneswear. But whatever South Florida sports team you're a fan of, Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter Miami, Caneswear is your spot. Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop. Men, women, kids, even pets. You want to get your dog a little Matthew Tkachuk jersey? I mean, that's your style? Fine. Check out Caneswear, 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Real easy to find. Pick up your new Florida Panther gear. Caneswear.com. They'll deliver your order right to your front door. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop for all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? So, yesterday I was on the air when, you know, we got the announcement. Willie Mays passes away. All-time great baseball player. Sixth all-time home runs. One of the all-time great guys. Rich Waltz, former Florida / Miami Marlin play-by-play man. He had the call yesterday from minor league baseball game that was at the field where the Negro League games were played. So they're doing a whole honoring the Negro Leagues this week and coming up this weekend. Well, Rich Waltz, he was doing that game yesterday, and he had to announce the passing. He was very choked up. Here it is.
And it's with heavy heart that I read this statement issued by the San Francisco Giants. It's with great sadness that we announce that Giants legend, Hall of Famer, Willie Mays has passed away at the age of 93. And here we are in a celebration in a ballpark where he got his start as a 17-year-old playing for the Black Barons. He was 17 when he joined them. And they won the Negro League American League that year. Willie Mays has passed away.
Yeah, I'm going big deal. It's a good job out of Rich Waltz there. It's a tough spot. It's a weird thing to be good at, but Rich Waltz is good at that emotional type stuff during the broadcast. Remember Rich Waltz on the television call the day after Jose Fernandez passed away and D. Gordon hits the home run. I mean, Rich Waltz, he hit it out of the park, you know, setting the tone that night. And that's a tough job and a good job by Rich Waltz last night. That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So this is after the second period last night. And by the way, how great is the ESPN NHL studio show? Steve Levy, Mark Messier, PK Subban. Like, how is the ESPN NBA studio show so awful? But the NHL one can be so good. Anyway, after the second period, they're up 4-2, the Oilers. And here's PK Subban. He is sick and tired of people like Greg Cody.
I'm just sick and tired of people talking to me about McDavid and that he isn't the greatest right now. 2 minute and 20 second shift. This goal represents for all those hockey players that don't want to do those extra training drills to get yourself in shape. This guy plays with a little deception, everybody. Not one person in the building thinks he's going to do this. Tic-tac-toe puts him in the blender. And the main ingredient in the McBlender is guys reaching. A lot of guys reaching. McDavid's teaching. Stanley Cup final. You reach, I teach. Michael Jordan used to say it. Connor McDavid saying it now, and he's doing it on the biggest stage. Leave, buckle up.
Yeah, I'm buckled
Don't
already.
Don't get me going. As he's all know. World, this guy.
Yeah, I'm going big deal, and I also got to tell you, I am so pissed off at this Greg Cody. I mean, with the McDavid overrated bullshit, and you can't say that it didn't get. Maybe it doesn't make a difference, but McDavid knows. I mean, they told the story on McDavid's father knows. He knows about Greg Cody. He knows that he said it. Connor McDavid knows it's not going to, like, maybe nothing happens, but maybe something happens. It certainly doesn't help with that bullshit. I'm telling you, if the Panthers don't win this series, I'll never forgive Greg Cody. It's a million times worse than the Trade Marino article. A million times worse. I will never forgive him. I'll never forgive you. Finally, big deal or not a big deal? How about Udonis Haslam? Earlier today, he was on Get Up. He's doing a great job. Here he was on Luka Doncic.
What's being questioned is whether he is in the absolute top, tip-top physical condition that a player can be, and that he is, and that some people will suggest that goes to motivation, that it goes to total dedication and discipline and all that. Is that fair?
No. He's 25 years old.
25 years old.
He's 25 years old.
Okay.
You don't know what you don't know. Right now, to this point, everything has come easily to Luka. We see him averaging 30. And we see him almost doing a triple-double. He's leading his team in the playoffs in rebounds, assists, and scoring. Mm-hmm. He's the only person to ever do that in the playoffs, to lead the whole playoffs in rebounds, assists, and scoring. So we're witnessing greatness, and he's not in his best shape. He has to be challenged. Nobody has challenged Luka yet off the basketball court, working on his championship habits. This is where Jason Kidd comes into play. This is where that championship habit that Jason Kidd has, playing the Olympics, these are the things that Luka needs to work on. Not the basketball things that most 25-year-old guys need to go in the gym and lock themselves in the gym. Luka needs to lock himself outside the gym and work on his habits and his skill set.
I'll tell you, I'm going big deal because I think UD is excellent on television. He's doing a great job. I love what he's on. And you know Wednesday is a great day to be on Get Up or First Take, whichever one he's on. So you got Mad Dog. My dog is there. So I'm going big deal. Excellent job out of you, UD. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Make sure you get all the big deals right now at Haneswear. Shop at Haneswear.com for all your favorite sports teams apparel, hats, t-shirts, and more from all of our favorite local teams. Haneswear is the spot. South Florida sports fans shop for all of the big deals. Yes. All right. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. So tonight, Wednesday night, what are we going to do tonight? We got no hockey. I guess we're gonna do some family time. Got to reconnect. That's what you got to do sometimes. You got to reconnect with the family. I think that's probably what we got going on tonight. Thanks, everybody behind the scenes who helped put together a great show. As always, appreciate you. Make sure you listen to me again tomorrow, noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Carlin versus Joe. I'll be filling in for Chris Carlin alongside Joe Fortenbaugh. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I love you long time. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.